What is up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. I'm your host, Chase Henderfit, and today is Thanksgiving. Oh, man, what a wonderful time of year. It's the start of the holiday season before, you know, Thanksgiving's today. You guys should be celebrating my birthday December 14th, just saying. And then we've got, you know, you've got a Hanukkah season coming up, you've got Christmas coming up, and you've got the New Year coming up. There's a lot of big things happening over this next month. And it's also a time of year where people think that they're just going to be gaining a stupid amount of weight and that there's no way they can lose the pounds that they've got right now. And they're setting themselves up for failure for the new year. And I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely false. You can lose weight during this time of year, and I'm going to prove it to you. So Thanksgiving for my family is a huge holiday. Like, we love all the family coming together. We're all in good spirits. We're all in good, you know, I'm very blessed that there's not a lot of contention or drama within my family dynamic. I love that. I mean, my parents did get divorced, but besides that, both sides of the family are, you know, everybody's in good spirits with each other, which is fantastic. So Thanksgiving is always a really good time of year. But, you know, going into it, a lot of people think that they have to restrict themselves and like, oh, I can't have another plate because I'm on a diet. Like, oh, I can't eat that cake because, you know, all that sugar is going to put on some weight. Bitch, eat the damn cake. Get the second helping. This is Thanksgiving, for crying out loud. It's a holiday. This day is for you. The world has pretty much shut down to some extent for holiday seasons. For Thanksgiving, for Hanukkah, for Christmas, a lot of the world kind of just stops. And it's so that you can take the time to enjoy what you have in this life. Enjoy the time you have with your family. Enjoy the time you have with yourself even. Like, even if you're spending it by yourself, you know, you can be thankful that you've got time to be with yourself. You've got time, you know, you have one life to live. That's amazing. That in itself is a blessing. So remember to take today to be thankful and grateful and take advantage of this opportunity to just go absolutely bonkers at the dinner table. You might be wondering, like, okay, why is the fitness guy telling me to go bonkers at the dinner table? He just told me, bitch, pick up the damn cake and go get that second plate. Like, what's he talking about? The idea of losing weight all comes down to being in a calorie deficit, right? One meal is not going to take you off track. Multiple meals over many weeks will take you off track. But as long as if you go ham on Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, and whatever ever holidays might be in between, like my birthday, just saying, you can go ham on those days. Those are just a couple days over the next 30 or so. The rest of the time, be in a deficit. Be in a slight deficit every other day. So that way you can either maintain or even lose weight during the holiday season. It is totally possible. I did it last year, and I ended up losing a little bit of weight before I started 2019. You can do the same. That's what I'm doing. Today, I'm going absolutely ham on all the food that we've got today. And then tomorrow, I'm going into a deficit. Saturday, going into a deficit. Sunday, going into a deficit. It's a game of checks and balances. Like, you can go ham one day and go a little bit less the next day and then do that over time. It'll either equal itself out or you'll put yourself in more of a deficit so you can end up losing weight. You know, to prove this, I'm actually going to do this over the next month. I'm going to track my weight over the next month and show you that you can lose weight during the holiday season. And I've got an added one because I've got my birthday. So you know for sure I'm going to be going absolutely ham on my birthday. Maybe. We'll see. But you can lose weight during the holidays. That's a big point I'm trying to drive home here. Other than that, though, I really hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Remember that this day is a day to be thankful for what you have, what you have had, and what is to come. Be grateful for the family you have, whether you're in good spirits or bad spirits. Just remember that there's some people that don't have families. Remember that some people live in parts of the world and they don't have access to the types of things that you might have access to. A lot of us take cars for granted when there's some parts of the world that don't even have electricity. Be grateful for what you have. Be thankful that you have it. Be hopeful for the future. And lastly, go get that damn second plate. And with that very short episode, I just wanted to hop on here and tell you all of that, and also give thanks to you all, because if it wasn't without you guys, this show wouldn't be, I would not be continuing with the show if I didn't have the loyal fan base that I have today. You guys are absolutely amazing. You have made the show into what it is, and I do it for you. And from the bottom of my heart, it really means a lot that you do listen to my show, whether it be you're a religious listener, whether you kind of pop in here and there, or even if this is your first time listening to this episode, I am so grateful and thankful for you. You mean the absolute world to me. You are now part of my family. I now consider you family. Thank you for everything. And until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy, and be thankful.